Good morning and welcome to KTLO's regular Sunday morning worship service from the First United Methodist Church in Mountain Home.
Great job by the Joyful Noise. We appreciate your talents and your gifts and sharing. And we want to welcome you to First United Methodist Church in Mountain Home, Arkansas. We are glad you are with us in worship today on the second Sunday of Advent. Now, isn't that hard to believe? My mind is blown by it, literally. And anyway, we are glad you're with us as we spend this time of worshiping God and getting into the very spirit of the season and this time of year. We have our announcements here in front of us today. We want to cover these. Poinsettias, this is the last, tomorrow's the deadline in ordering those, and we're down some on the order, so if you would like to order one, and that's one of those things where Thanksgiving kind of hit late, so it kind of threw all of us off a little bit. So if you haven't got your order in, no fear, we'll get it in, and they'll be delivered by Wednesday this week because we have the Christmas cantata coming up Thursday evening at 7 o'clock, as well as next Sunday in worship at 11. So I'm excited about that. I know it's going to be a great program. It is called a Celtic Christmas. Is that right? I'm looking at Terry. I hope I've got that right. So it's going to be great. And especially when it comes to the tartan, right? Did I say that? Yes, to the tartan. So anyway, it's going to be fantastic. Come join us, bring a friend with you. It will be a great experience. We want to also remind you of the angel trees that are out in the foyer and in the UMAC Commons area. So this is in your bulletin about what these are for. And we invite you to stop by and to pick one up. And a special thank you, of course, to Miss Shirley Hamilton and her making of the angels for the tree. Those are handcrafted, and they are not bought from Walmart, just so you know. So, well made. Also, the mitten tree, we're collecting that as well. We had our annual baby shower this past week for Jesus, and we're still, I believe, collecting a few items for that. I want to say thank you to the staff and the volunteers for Wednesday night. What an amazing thing. I said it was such a good evening and a good crowd and a good turnout. I went in the kitchen and asked Marilyn, are we okay? Do we have enough food? And of course we were. Marilyn had it covered. But still, what a good thing. So we thank you all. And we want to say thank you as well to the staff and volunteers for Friday night's float. It was amazing. It had like a Rubik's Cube on it, and it was just, you know, of course, that's the one thing I was fascinating with, naturally. And so we appreciate the hard work that went into putting that together, so with the Christmas parade. Other announcements we want to lift up. The broadcast today for the traditional service, of course, for the radio is sponsored by Don and Marianne Cox, so we appreciate that. Do I have any other announcements I need to bring up today? Okay. Well, friends, we're glad you've come to join us in this very hour of worship as we spend time together. And I invite you now to bow your heads with me as we ask God to go with us into this hour. Lord, we thank you again for this time and for the very beauty of the season. Lord, we pray that your Spirit will move through this place today, and Lord, ignite within us a passion to want to know and to love you more. Lord, bless our gathering. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Today is the second Sunday in the Advent season. On this day, we light the second candle in the Advent wreath as we look forward to the coming of Christ. Hear now these words contained in the Gospel according to Matthew. And she will bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Matthew 1:21. This morning, as we light the second Advent candle, we await alongside Mother Mary for the birth of the Christ child. As we wait, we celebrate all that God has already done in the world, and we join Mary in proclaiming, My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. This Advent season, we reflect on the wonder of the precious name of Jesus, and we marvel at the power of his holy name. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for the gift of this blessed and holy season, and we thank you for the gift of the Christ child. Help us throughout this season, Lord, to walk in your way and be bearers of your peace. In Christ's holy name, we pray. Amen.
Standing and turn to page 881 in the hymnal to do the Apostles' Creed traditional version. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
And prayers go out to the, well, to the men and women in blue today. I've had them on my heart. This morning I woke up reading a story of an officer who was shot almost executioner style in Fayetteville last night by an individual. He was standing outside his cruiser waiting for his partner to come outside the police station, and this other individual came up and took his life. Breaks my heart. One reason why I struck so close is we have a young man that I did a wedding for who is an officer in that area, and all of a sudden my heart just kind of jumped up into my throat. So we thank those men and women who go into those times in our life and in our times of need and put their life on the line daily for us so that we might be able to enjoy our Christmases and our Easters and our Advents and our these special holidays as they are working and as they serve and put themselves there. And so our hearts go out to the family. The young man has not, or the man has not been named yet who it was, but we certainly pray for them in this time of loss. With that, we also pray for the healing of our land and our nation. Obviously, we need that, don't we? And keep that in your prayers as well. Would you bow your heads with me? Let us go to the Lord in a time of silent prayer. Let us pray. Oh God, this morning we are mindful of the brokenness of this world. We are mindful because just turning the TV on or reading it on the internet or the newspaper, we see lives that have been shattered and broken. But God, this is the same world that you sent your Son into to live, to die, to rise again. The world is broken just in the same way it was then. But we have hope. And our hope is in your Son Jesus, the true Prince of Peace, the true wonderful Counselor, the true one who can heal us and restore us. And God, that is our prayer this day, a healing and restoration upon this land, but not just upon us, but upon the entire world. God, as Christians, remind us that we are not called to just draw ourselves in and to insulate us ourselves from the world's issues, but yet instead be about making the change and the difference in the world. We are to be people who act out of love and mercy. And in the face of violence and anger and bitterness, that we are to be people who show compassion and grace. Let us be truly the Easter people we are called to be. Lord, we ask that you continue to guide us as your church, to do your will, to follow your way, and to put you first. Let your will be done. We remember the prayer that you taught us as we pray this together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you.
morning's offering. We thank you for your generosity in giving to the church and helping us meet our obligations. We thank you for the ministry that you provide through your gifts. Let us now be in the spirit of prayer. O God, we come before you with a grateful spirit. We pray, O Lord, that we realize that in giving to your church, that we are giving to your ministries. O Lord, we ask that you take these gifts and you transform the world through them, through the people you inspire. O Lord, bless the gift and bless the giver. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.
Creatures here below.